Stevens Field on Union Street in Plymouth, officially opening this afternoon. And joining us now to discuss this is Bill Culhane, the founding chair of the Community Preservation Committee. Mr. Culhane, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Gan.
So you have been very involved in this project and guiding funds and whatnot?
Well, there's been many people involved, the entire town. You'd have to look back over 10 years of work when this all started. It was the Open Space Committee and Precinct 3. They got together. When the town was entertaining the idea of selling off the land next to Stevens Field, there was an effort to go to town meeting and have that land join Stevens Field. And that really started a series of events where residents in the Community Preservation Committee got together at town meeting, and we set aside money for the design of Stevens Field. But the special thing that we did was making sure that the residents were involved in that planning process. The article that went to town meeting actually stated that there would be a Stevens Field Planning and Design Committee. And that committee met with residents, went with the designers and the engineers, and came up with a plan and went back to town meeting. And town meeting funded the renovations to the park. But it was really a unique opportunity to get the residents involved in designing the park that they used. And it was kind of a different way of approach to building out a park, but it took some time, but there were many, many people involved in the process, from town officials to local elected officials to town meeting to different people in the neighborhood and residents across the town. Stevens Field holds a very special place for many people in this town. It was the epicenter of our youth programs. It was also where we celebrated the bicentennial. It was a place where people gathered historically on our waterfront. It's a very emotional park for a lot of people in the town of Plymouth. One of the unique things we were able to do at Stevens Field was that we were able to negotiate with a family that owns some land next to Stevens Field, the Romanoff family, and we were able to purchase that property at a bargain sale. They asked that the hill overlooking Stevens Field, looking out over the harbor, be named after Chet Downey. He was a resident here in Plymouth, ran the youth programs, the Boys and Girls Club. He was a person that a lot of people looked up to, young people looked up to, and was very nice of the family to sell the land to the town at a reduced price for this naming opportunity. We also took the opportunity to rename the playground area after Doug Gray, who is a past director of parks for the town of Plymouth. So not only were we planning for the next generation to use the park, but we were also honoring the previous generation that made the park so special.
And you talked about the playground, and that's just one of the amenities that this will be available at Stevens Field. There's a whole bunch of things in there.
Yeah, during the planning process, when the committee was meeting with the residents, there were people that wanted to see pickleball. We incorporated new activities at Stevens Field, pickleball, but we had the traditional activities of baseball and basketball and tennis in the new playground equipment. But it was a combination of looking into what we had used the park for before, what we're going to use it to in the future. We also added a boat ramp that allows not only the recreational boating, but we're close to Plymouth Harbor, and at different times, this allows people to get in and out of the water quicker. So we maximize that ability for the field in terms of the harbor and its recreational activities. But the one thing that we looked at was that we were noticing there was flooding at Stevens Field because of sea level rises. One of the things that the thought was is to move back the infrastructure away from the ocean. So there was an attempt to move tennis and pickle away from the water, move the parking away from the water, and we opened up the park with more vistas, more grassy areas for people to have impromptu activities. So it's definitely a different park from what it was when before, but it still holds a lot of the original traditions that Stevens Field held.
And the Stevens Field officially opens today at 4 p.m. All are invited. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.